When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2301. It has almost nothing to do with food. By Beth Wittig Clayton, with MarkFisherFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with my commentary at the end. But for now, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. It has almost nothing to do with food, by Beth Wittig Clayton, with MarkFisherFitness.com. May I just say something? You are probably an emotional eater, especially if you're listening to this. I know, because I'm an emotional eater. I know because most people I have ever come in contact with are emotional eaters. I'm here to tell you a secret. It has almost nothing to do with food. Eating because we have an emotional craving is super common. A lot of the time in the beginning, my clients can barely decipher between physical and emotional hunger. Listen, this whole being a human being thing isn't for the weak of heart, and oftentimes, eating can take the edge off enough to make the uncomfortable moments feel bearable. Sometimes, your emotional eating can even be a gift in your life, a wake-up call to an underlying message that you've been resisting. Don't believe me? Keep on listening. A couple of years back, while I was actually coaching people through emotional eating, I was finding myself in some situations with food that felt pretty crappy. At the time, I was nannying part-time while I was building my health coaching practice, and I found myself eating a lot. Now, granted, I had studied nutrition extensively, so I was eating a lot of healthy food, but I knew something felt off. I would feel gross, fat, and stuffed afterward. It started to become the norm while I was nannying. Good thing they were very cool about me eating their food. And it usually surfaced while the kids were otherwise occupied or doing their homework. At first, I thought I was just bored, but then I began to realize there was a deeper issue disguising itself as boredom. I realized I was uncomfortable in my life, and because I wasn't dealing with it, it was creating discomfort in my body. I knew something needed to give, so I started to pay attention to my thoughts and feelings when I went for food. I realized when I was left alone with myself, I would start to feel super anxious, like I needed to move faster, like I needed to do more, like I was being chased. When I paid attention to the thoughts, they would say, "What are you doing with your life? Unless you get your ass in gear, you're gonna fail just like you did with acting. Move faster, be better, hurry up. You're such a crappy babysitter." The voices were pretty rough and created some seriously stressful feelings. Bring on the almonds and fruit snacks. Instead of listening to the voices, which were pretty nasty, I started searching for the underlying message beneath their fervor, and I could start to hear them whispering, "It's time to leap. You are capable of so much in this life. You are such a gifted coach, and it's time to share that gift on a bigger level." The reason you're uncomfortable is because this is no longer aligning. The reason they were getting nasty with me was to wake me up, to shock me, because through my emotional eating, I was avoiding listening. It's not that there was anything wrong with nannying. It was an awesome and humbling experience for many years, but part of me knew on a deep level it was no longer fitting. Nannying was taking up time and space that I needed to use to expand my vision for my practice and my impact, and that moment was the time to leap. That moment was the time to go full force with my practice, even if it felt scary. I didn't know exactly how I was going to make it work financially, but I vowed to myself, you will find a way to make it work. From now on, you are a full-time health coach. And from that moment, I'm happy to say I have been a full-time health coach. A month after I made that vow, my practice tripled in size and tripled in impact on others' lives, and it has only gotten better from there. That was the marker of when things got really interesting in my life. As animals, we are instinctually wired to run from pain and seek pleasure, and traveling in these human skins is tricky. We are part instinctual animal, but also a huge part human, and our human soul has needs and demands that ask a lot of the animal's courage. We have to ask the animal to hang out in discomfort so we can hear the deeper whispers. Having worked with a vast variety of people at this point, I have come to see that this is deep work, and that it has almost nothing to do with food. It has everything to do with how we use food to hide from ourselves, from others, and from the experience of being human. There are tons of ways to numb that experience. Food is a convenient distraction because it's easy, it's everywhere, and you can remain a functional human being after consuming it in excess. Our emotional eating has so much more to do with what our soul is craving. When we aren't listening to our own internal navigation system and our cravings for purpose, for impact, for adventure, for pleasure, for connection, we may feel uncomfortable because we know we aren't living how we want to live. The more we distract with food, the less we can hear the underlying message beneath our thoughts and feelings, the less we can hear ourselves, resulting in a life pattern that feels stuck and life processes screech to a halt. We start to resign. We start to give up on how we want to feel. We create stories about what's possible for us to feel safe and live in them, like really melodramatic soap operas. You want to get real with emotional eating? It's time to get real with your life. It's time to get real with how you communicate with yourself. There is nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to look inward instead of outward. Emotions don't have to be bad, even the painful ones, even the uncomfortable ones. They are signposts. You just need to start to read their language. On the first meeting of my group program recently, I asked the participants if they had any fears, apprehensions, or resistance coming up as we got started. One brave individual raised their hand. I don't want to seem like a jerk, but a fractured relationship with food seems like such an upper-class, first-world luxury problem to have. I totally agreed that it felt that way. So I replied, regardless of your judgment, it is indeed real for you. So how can you get past this so you can deal with more important things? What will you do with your life when this isn't the thing anymore? What kind of impact will you have? With the world seemingly falling down on us right now, with suffering at an all-time max, more than ever, our compassion, our humanity, our voices, and our actions are needed. So how can you get past using food as a distraction and fully embrace your humanity? You just listened to the post titled, It Has Almost Nothing to Do with Food, by Beth Wittig Clayton with markfisherfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit, and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It is definitely within our nature to try and escape things that feel uncomfortable or painful. It's our survival instinct. And as a result, we find ways to cope. One of those coping mechanisms, of course, might be food. It could be sleeping or alcohol. Really, anything that makes us feel less uncomfortable and helps us feel relaxed. Today's author's way of coping was food. What surprised me was she didn't turn to some of the common comfort foods that we think about, like ice cream, cookies, chips, mac and cheese. She turned to nutritious foods, and that's not easy to do. This is because foods that are high in added sugar, fat, and salt, like the ones I just mentioned, ice cream, cookies, chips, mac and cheese, those tend to bring us more comfort than, say, your whole unprocessed foods like fruits and vegetables. Foods high in added sugar, fat, and salt tend to trigger the release of good-feeling hormones like dopamine in the brain, and dopamine helps us feel more calm and relaxed. So we turn to ice cream, cookies, mac and cheese because they make us feel calm and relaxed by releasing dopamine in the brain. But the good news is there are other things that can help us release dopamine too, like being active. Deep breathing also works. So as today's author said, let's embrace our humanity and understand that we will experience these feelings as humans, but let's find other ways to cope and release dopamine to help us feel relaxed. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.